It is not known when the painting arrived at Indena. It is not mentioned in the pastoral visit of St. Charles Borromeo and not even in the frequent, but synthetic visits of the following century. Up to now, the first mention that has been traced, but a complete examination of the documentation was not possible, is the one of the correspondent of Father Donato Calvi. He cites, in the oratory of the cemetery of the parish, a column panel of the whole effigy of St. Bernardino da Siena, of so vivid painting that makes wonder to anyone who sees it. Calvi himself in the Ephemeride Sagro Profana, 1676, further specifies the location, recalling, in the door above the cemetery, the live effigy of St. Bernardino from Siena. The oratory, dedicated to St. Bernardino, at the time of St. Charles was turned and opened, next to the ancient church. It can be identified with the compartment to the left of the present presbytery, and connected to the old bell tower through the closet built between 1845 and 1853. From there our column panel was transported to the church, in the location it still has today, probably at the end of the 19th century, after the radical restructuring in neoclassical style of the building. The paint coat transparent, with thick brush strokes that thicken in naturalistic details such as the beard, the smoothness of the profiles, systematically taken in black and in brown. Tell us about a master of consummate craft, a Marchesman in Val Brembana, with a certain surprise. This artist can be identified in Giovanni Antonio from Pesaro, as Andrea de Marchi indicates. Giovanni Antonio da Pesaro was born in 1415 to a painter from Parma who moved to Pesaro, in whose area we have the oldest evidence of his activity. He formed in the multiform Adriatic environment that pivoted on Ancona, at that time, an authentic crossroads of cultures. Our knowledge of the immense variety of furnishings created for liturgical necessities and Catholic devotions is now so limited that sometimes, faced with artifacts of the past, we are left without the terms to define them. This is witnessed by the embarrassment of the few scholars who, from the beginning of the 20th century, have taken care of the St. Bernardino of Indena, calling it, from time to time, triptych, or tabernacle. It is neither one nor the other. If we limit ourselves to an objective description, we see a wooden box, a sort of wardrobe with two doors, which contains, like a joy, a long and narrow table with a mixed profile, concluded by twisted columns holding two pinnacles and enriched by pampinose leaves. Saint Bernardino from Siena stands on a golden granite background that simulates a damask with lilies. With his right hand he indicates the trigram with the name of Jesus in lowercase Gothic and with the rod of H transformed in the vertical arm of a miniature crucifix. The trigram is inside the radiant sun, placed in the cusp. This is surmounted by a wind board where a face is painted, the sign by the cross nimbus and the writing would make us suppose being Christ, but grey hair and beard rather resemble the iconography of God the Father. The case is entirely painted, outside with simple red backgrounds, very worn, on which you can see white floral decorations obtained with masks. At the center of the doors there are two white circles, originally profiled, on which stands a cruciform symbol flanked by the letters AP and SP. Inside, instead, we see on two registers the announcing angel and Saint Anthony Abbot on the left, the Virgin announced and Saint Sebastian on the right. The background that welcomes Saint Bernardino alludes to a blue sky filled with stars, considering the proportion of the central table, 232 by 80 centimeters, it is difficult that it was destined to an altar, it is rather a column panel. An Ancona, it has miraculously kept almost intact its wooden capsa, case, that served as a protection and was opened only during celebrations or solemnities. Capsi are frequently mentioned in contracts or pastoral visits, but very rare specimens survive. Considered their purpose, they were often less refined, sometimes assigned to artists other than the authors of the main table, and were among the first elements to be dispersed as the needs of worship changed the spaces of the churches and the encumbrance of the altars. It is clear, therefore, the importance of this piece, that has suffered very little tampering. It retains priceless material traces, but also immaterial data of extreme importance for the study of typology, such as the different register, linguistic and technical, held by the painter, which is the same, in this case, in painting the main image and the accessory parts of the container.